Australian scientists are warning the bushfires may be turning some soils toxic. In what they say is a world-first discovery, they've found the heat of the fires appears to be turning a naturally occurring metal in the soil into a carcinogen. At this stage, they say there's no need for panic and they're doing more work to assess just how great the risk is. Professor of Environmental Geochemistry at Southern Cross University, Ed Burton, explained the findings to me.
Our research has shown that bushfires create high temperature conditions that can drive the relatively rapid formation of hexavalent chromium in surface soils.
Now, what is that chromium and why is it not a good thing?
Chromium is a naturally occurring metal that is present in all soils. It occurs as either chromium-3 or trivalent chromium, or as chromium-6 or what we call hexavalent chromium. Chromium 3 is relatively safe and is actually an essential nutrient for human health. In contrast, chromium 6 is hazardous, it's a toxicant, and it's a cancer-causing agent. It's a potent causative agent in human lung cancer and in gastrointestinal cancers.
So would this pose a risk mainly to firefighters, or are there wider concerns as well?
I think there are wider concerns. At the moment, there simply isn't enough research on the magnitude of chromium 6 formation during bushfires to really be able to accurately assess the risk.
Are you worried that the chromium 6 may get into the waterways after a bushfire and contaminate them?
Yeah, that's certainly one of the potential transport pathways for chromium 6 from soil after it forms during bushfires. So we're interested in its transport from the source of its formation in surface soils into waterways and into groundwater. From there, it may undergo a range of different chemical transformation processes which drive its transformation back to chromium 3, which effectively removes the hazard. However, in some systems, it's likely that chromium 6 will persist and potentially represent a risk for drinking water. At this stage, we can't really say anything further about the magnitude of risks in a given location. The fact is that this is very recent research. It's a new discovery about a previously unrecognized pathway for chromium 6 formation in the environment. And we really need to do further research to understand its behavior as it moves into drinking water supplies and as landscapes recover following a bushfire.
People in the bushfire-affected areas have got enough to worry about without this news. How concerned should they be about your discovery of the risk of chromium 6 soil contamination?
Well, we know that bushfires create high-temperature conditions that actually create the formation of a range of cancer-causing chemicals in soil and in ash. I think at this stage there's no need for any sort of alarm. What our work has shown is that the high temperatures that occur during bushfires can drive chromium 6 formation in some soil types where there's naturally high background concentrations of chromium, which normally occurs as safe chromium 3. Those systems are likely to have elevated concentrations of chromium 6 following fires. And in those sort of landscapes, it's probably wise to take extra precautions to avoid inhalation of dust after a fire or accidental ingestion of surface soil. In those situations, we probably do need to be fairly cautious about monitoring drinking water resources as well.
So what's the top priority for you now, research-wise?
The top priority at the moment, given that we've had such an extensive series of bushfires in eastern Australia, is to get out into the field and collect samples. We've been doing that over the past month. We're working on developing new methods for more accurately quantifying chromium 6 in soil samples and also trying to understand how soil properties affect the mobility or the release of that newly formed chromium 6 from the soil particles, so from the solid part of the soil into soil pore water and then potentially into surface water. What we know at the moment is that chromium 6 doesn't persist forever in soils. If it did, all Australian soils would contain substantial amounts of chromium 6 naturally, because we know that the Australian landscape has experienced bushfires for tens of thousands of years. So what we don't know at the moment is how long that recovery process takes in a given landscape. So that'll be one of the focuses of our future research.
Ed Burton, a Professor of Environmental Geochemistry at Southern Cross University.